I invite you now to gently close your eyes, feet flat on the floor, spine straight. And let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. We are grateful, Holy Spirit, to be here this morning, to be inspired and to worship you. Whatever challenges and opportunities we have, we know that with you all things are possible. And we know that we right now can be lifted up to a higher place. A place where peace, love, joy, and faith exist. A place where we can easily give all our cares to you and know that it will be taken care of. We lift each other in prayer for those who are hurting, hungry, lonely, and in doubt that you even exist. We see with your eyes, Holy Spirit. We see the world as it was created to be. And even though we are your arms and legs and hands, we still can feel your hands in ours, leading us and giving us faith. I ask you to join me as I make my way to that secret place of the Most High, a place where we can know our oneness. So we make our way to that entryway, and before we enter in, we must remember to let go. Let go of doubt, let go of physical and emotional and mental baggage that is not serving us, to become empty. So we walk through the door and we take a seat. And as we do, we feel such a release and a letting go, because it's safe here. And we are now ready to be filled to overflowing with all the blessings and the gifts of God. So rest in this moment and be grateful for life. And I invite you to take these next few moments in the silence, where you may pray and receive answers to your prayers and to be still. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have heard our prayers this morning and you have answered them, as you always do. Bless our steps this week. Guide our words and our thoughts. And thank you again for the wonderful gifts of spirit that we receive. In the name of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ, and so it is. Amen.